day, everybody. Thank you for jumping in on episode or lesson 8 on the series Margin, a devotional dedicated to the idea of the skill of warfare. A conversation we launched at church on Sunday and has spilt out into a sort of one-month devotional on why God wants to teach us the ability to wage war for the things God sort of has prepared for us. And then, there, of course, there is an obvious level of maturity that comes with earning something, and we can't and shouldn't earn our salvation. Christ paid for that, but we can certainly grow in our ability and maturity to live out our inheritance and live out our purpose and live out God's plan for us. And there's huge value in that. And that it was such a valuable skill that God said to the children of Israel, when you get even to the promised land, I'm going to leave an enemy or two there. So you know how to do this. And to Adam and Eve, a snake there. So you know how to separate the whispers from the words from God. And this skill is still needed today. They have ability to sort of pick the right fights, fight well, fight with dignity and integrity, and sort of get to the other side and win. And to win with all of what God has in mind for us. And so today, I want to talk to you about something that I think can so easily be intimidating. And after a year or two of a very turbulent world, I think it's an important topic. And that's the value God places in shaking things up. Do you know that any time a war is described in Scripture, and certainly any time you've had a fight for your life, it shakes everything up. Whether it's a medical fight or it's a business fight, or it shakes things up. It shakes your schedule up, and it shakes your prayer life up, and it shakes your relationships up in so many ways. I wonder if you've ever asked yourself why God lets that kind of shaking happen. Well, we're going to discover in Scripture today that shaking is spiritually essential for what God has in mind for us. And there are a couple of reasons for that. Let me take you to an Old Testament scripture, Isaiah chapter 24. It's sort of a poem. And then we'll go back to Hebrews we started this week on. Isaiah chapter 24 verse 13 says, "When it shall be thus," I know, I'm in King James, "in the midst of the land among the people, it shall be like the shaking of an olive tree, like the gleaning of grapes when the vine is ready. They shall lift up their voice, they shall sing for the majesty of the Lord. They shall cry aloud from the sea. Therefore glorify the Lord in the dawning light, the name of the Lord God of Israel in the coastlands of the sea." It's a poem, as I shared, a prophetic poem, but I love the power of it for a couple of reasons. First of all, there is this idea that shaking is a kind of harvesting, and it's still done today, by the way. There are whole machines that do this. You go to a tree and shake it so the things that are ripe can fall from it. And this is paralleled and paired, rather, with the phrase of the dawning light, you know, the start of a fresh new day, the opportunity of a harvest. When shaking comes, God is doing something fruitful, something dawning, something fresh. And a shaking is an essential, almost final ingredient. I'm not going to use any cocktail jokes about shaken and not stirred. But there is this concept of an idea of God shaking things up, not to harm, but to make available. Something very powerful about that. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 says, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably and reverently with true godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire." So there is this contrast of a world and everything in it that can be shaken, and a God and a kingdom and everything in that that cannot be shaken. So you can see the value of that, can't you? That when we start swapping that around, when we think it's God's kingdom that can be shaken and everything in the world is fixed, God has to bring a battle about, a shaking about, to remind us everything in the world is shakable and everything in the kingdom is unshakable. And that means you get to choose where you want things rooted. You could put a marriage in the world and it could be shaken, or you could put it in the kingdom. Unshakable. You can build your business in the world and it could be shaken, or you can build it in the kingdom. Unshakable. And so there is this tremendous comparison that takes place between the power of those two ideas. This morning, I wanted to share with you three values to when a shaking happens and how it is part of our battlefield. The first idea is that shaking has the ability to remove things. You know, those things that cannot be shaken must remain, and those things that can be shaken must be removed. From time to time, you've got to shake things off. The Holy Spirit shakes things so that those things that are supposed to be shaken off you can fall off. Now, you might have had some leeches, some things, some dirt and debris, some stuff attach itself, and God has to shake it away. And, you know, we find it difficult sometimes to do it on our own. So what does He do? He shakes the whole thing, you and it, until it falls and you're still standing. Something very powerful about that. And so the first idea is that shaking removes things. The second idea is that shaking releases things, like an olive tree that is shaken. Or if you're in farming, you'll know about this, the shaking of fruit trees, so that the ripe fruit can, they fall onto a tarpaulin of some kind and is harvested. You know, some things are stuck. They're stuck somewhere between heaven and earth, and a shaking sets them loose. You think you're not good at praying, wait for a shaking, and your prayer life kicks into gear. You think you're unsure about certain biblical truths, and then you find yourself in a storm. Those biblical truths become crystal clear. Shaking will do that. It's supposed to do that. It produces, it releases, it engenders fruitfulness for us. And then there is a third thing that I think shaking does. It restores, it puts things back in their proper place and at their proper value. I recently watched a clip on restoring old jewelry and how sometimes it's placed into a tray. It's got some chemicals in it, and it is vibrated for a 24-hour period. What pops out on the other side is something restored to its original beauty. And every now and then, that kind of shaking, that kind of marinating, that kind of standing in God's presence and letting Him do that brings the true beauty of something out. So shaking has this ability to remove things, this ability to release things, and this ability to restore things. Things that perhaps are hidden treasures can come out through all of that. And so I wanted to encourage you this morning that there's been a shaking, you know, quite a lot in so many ways. The church has been shaken globally. The family, business, the world has been shaken medically, economically, a lot of shaking. We could take the view of the doomsday prepper and say, well, that's the final shake. Or we could take the view of the biblical reader and say that it proves that some things are unshakable in heaven and all things are shakable on earth. I hope that's been helpful to you this morning. Should we take a moment and pray, everybody? I have every confidence that it won't be long now and the shaking will have done its job. Find yourself standing, firmly rooted, firmly standing. So let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for the power of your word. Thank you that your Spirit moves in the midst of the storms and the shakes. Thank you, Father, that when these things happen, we A, should not be surprised, B, not be moved, and C, not lose our confidence. We pray, Lord, that instead we will be reminded that these things also have value. Your kingdom cannot be shaken. And we thank you for that assurance we're going to this day in Jesus' name. Amen.